This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 10th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Innovation Roadmap launches. Immigrant truckers lose licenses. SnapFix linked to Farm Bill and fertilizer cost worries and impacts. A coalition of state agencies, universities, and farm groups has released a new roadmap aimed at accelerating research and technology adoption in California agriculture. The California Agricultural Research and Innovation Roadmap, unveiled by CDFA yesterday, lays out a 10-year strategy to guide research funding and speed the commercialization of new tools for farmers and ranchers. The plan was developed with input from growers and industry groups. The partners include UC Agriculture and Natural Resources, the California State University Agriculture Research Institute, California Community Colleges, Western Growers, and the California Ag Tech Alliance. The roadmap outlines long-term research priorities in climate resilience, water management, pest and disease control, food safety, automation and data-driven farming, and economic and policy analysis to help producers adopt new practices. It also identifies shorter-term innovation targets such as water and soil management tools, farm automation, precision pest management, technologies to convert agricultural biomass into energy or other products. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross said the initiative underscores the need for collaboration across organizations. No single institution can carry the future of agriculture research and innovation alone, Ross said, adding that the plan aims to turn research into action through partnerships across academia and industry. Thousands of immigrant truck drivers in California say they are facing mounting confusion and financial anxiety as a deadline to cancel their commercial driver's licenses approaches. The California Department of Motor Vehicles says roughly 13,000 non-domiciled CDL holders, drivers without U.S. citizenship or permanent residency, but with federal work authorization, must have their licenses revoked under federal direction. State officials say the issue stems from a clerical problem in which some licenses were issued with expiration dates that extended beyond the driver's immigration or work authorization timelines. Federal regulators concluded the licenses violated rules requiring CDLs to expire no later than a driver's legal status. For drivers and trucking companies, the shifting deadlines and legal fights have created uncertainty. The court ruling allows affected drivers to reapply, but federal officials have barred the DMV from processing those applications for now, leaving many workers unable to drive commercially. Driver advocates warn the situation could ripple across supply chains. Many of the affected drivers haul freight critical to California agriculture and other industries, and even short-term license gaps could sideline experienced drivers and raise transportation costs. The House Ag Committee's new Farm Bill will soon be heading to the floor with some significant Democratic support behind it. 7 committee Democrats voted for the measure. But the top Democrat on the Senate Agriculture Committee, Amy Klobuchar, says the legislation won't attract Democratic votes in that chamber unless it addresses some SNAP cuts that Republicans forced through Congress last year. I think that these shifts of the SNAP cuts to the states are going to unite Democrats in the Senate, Minnesota senator told AgriPulse. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed last year requires states to start paying 5% to 15% of SNAP benefit costs if they have a payment error rate above 6%. Republican governors came out and said they can't do it, so I think that should be part of the deal, Klobuchar said. The heads of major farm groups appearing before a Senate Ag Committee hearing this afternoon discussing domestic ag markets. Global concerns are sure to come up as well as war in the Middle East disrupts availability to fertilizer. The supply squeeze could have lasting impacts on U.S. production and prices analysts and producers both say. The Southern Hemisphere faces an even bigger risk for corn and soybeans later this year because of the conflict's timing versus the cropping seasons. That according to Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi. It's all about Brazil, Bossi told AgriPulse yesterday after a trip to the South American nation. If indeed this war does not end, let's say by the end of June, that becomes a very big risk and a real risk in terms of productivity for the Southern Hemisphere. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall is calling on President Trump to take steps to shore up fertilizer supplies. In a letter to Trump yesterday, Duvall warned that fertilizer supply shock could lead to a production shock if producers don't get the fertilizer they need for the upcoming planting season. Accordingly, he asked the president to use the U.S. Navy to protect fertilizer cargoes through the Strait of Hormuz, deploy tools to address insurance and financing issues for carriers, as well as suspend countervailing duties on fertilizer imports. Not only is this a threat to our food security and by extension our national security, such a production shock could contribute to inflationary pressures across the U.S. economy, Duvall said. Delegates to this year's National Farmers Union Convention in New Orleans have approved a broad set of recommendations that to address what the group says is, quote, immense financial pressure that is reminiscent of the 1980s farm crisis. In a special order of business, the NFU members called on Congress to pass, quote, comprehensive agricultural legislation that not only addresses a safety net for agricultural products, but supports communities, builds jobs, and establishes long-term markets. The policy priorities set by NFU delegates include an immediate moratorium on farm loan foreclosures and a new law to, quote, address market consolidation in our communities and decentralize production, processing, and marketing. NFU also is calling for a comprehensive debt restructuring initiative modeled after the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, of the 2008-2009 financial crisis. Here's today's final word. The best way to counter gerrymandering and its insidious impacts on democracy is simply to take partisanship out of the equation. That Representative Kevin Kiley of Roseville, in a press call yesterday, explaining his decision to register as an independent while remaining in the House Republican Conference. California's redistricting initiative last year tilted his district to favor Democrats. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 10th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.